Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 4 of Crick Picks, in which I, Behram Kazi, who you can find on Twitter at DefMango, along with Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasude1, and Jared Kimber, you can find absolutely everywhere. We're going to pick our top 5 for any random cricket category, and it has been quite random thus far. We've done World Cups, we've done cricket kits, and then we've also done, what was the last one, guys?
Commentators, of course.
The real controversial one.
A few minutes ago, like, everyone's going to realize we're wearing the same clothes. We should have changed clothes, like TV game shows.
We definitely would have, or should have. But anyway, the topic for this particular episode is current test match spinners. And as always, we're going to have a snake draft. Whoever starts will then go sixth. So 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. And that's how we oscillate. If you've ever played fantasy, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, you'll find out. Anyway, Estelle has the first pick, which is quite an easy pick for best test spinners who are currently playing.
Yeah,
take it away, Estelle.
No surprise. It has to be Ashwin, right?
I'm so disappointed she didn't bottle this.
Who are you expecting me to pick, Ashwin Ankur? No.
No, it had to be Ashwin, but because it's you, I just wasn't sure. You've not got a great history of first picks, is all
so
I'm
anyway,
saying.
So anyway, Ashwin's number one. I mean, anyone who's watching this probably knows, you can look up his record. He's been good overseas. He's been good at home. It's kind of weird how few games they play him. I mean, it's kind of incredible that he can be this good and yet he doesn't get picked in some really important games. Like, he didn't play the World Test Championship final this time. I think by far the best current spinner in the world.
Also, I think the most skilled and intelligent spinner in the world. Like Estelle said, someone who has 489 test wickets in 94 tests at 23.65 apiece should be playing the majority of all games that India play in test match cricket. So yeah, fantastic point over there. All right, who's next?
Sorry. Yes, I was. Yeah.
You have nothing to say about Ashwin.
Well, I mean, it was just, he was always going to go number one, wasn't he? We were all pretty sure about that one. I'm going to go Jadeja as number two. He's not sure, Behram. Look at that. He's.
I mean, I was expecting a different spinner to be picked as number two.
I just think if you go through Jadeja's overall figures, that I think it would be... I mean, obviously, he's been absolutely brilliant at home. I don't think any of us have, got any issues with how good he has been at home. But is he not just... He's still a more than good spinner when he's traveling as well. And I find it very hard to think that there is a better spinner than him over the last few years that isn't Ashwin. There's obviously another there's another player that's right at the top of that list that you go as well. But I just think that Jadeja's the second best spinner. I don't think it's really that controversial when we go through it. I'm just trying to have a look now. Let me have a look at this. He's averaged less than 30 away from India in the last 5 years. He hasn't played a lot in some of those games, of course, as well. Maybe I'm weighting it slightly towards his batting, but I think that there are on flat pitches, I think there's slightly better spinners than him that you could pick. But I think he's so much better when the wicket is turning and when it's in his advantage than any other spinner that I think he's my number two.
Yeah, and I mean, he does have 275 test wickets in 67 tests. So average of 24 odd, that's pretty good. So, I mean, it isn't as controversial as some people might make it to be, but I was still surprised.
You think it's controversial? So I thought it was.
I don't think so. I think people will think it's controversial.
I can't. Okay. Well, who's your pick at three? Because you're obviously going to pick the player I didn't pick.
Yeah, of course. And in the words of Tim Payne, nice, Gazza. I'm going with Nathan Gary Lyon.
Would you have picked Lyon above Jadeja?
I would have picked Lyon above Jadeja because I think it's harder to take wickets where Lyon plays his cricket. And sure, 496 wickets and a lot more games, 122 test matches. But he wasn't viewed as someone who would later on be nicknamed as the GOAT. And Australia haven't had a very, storied history when it comes to off-spinners. What did Gideon Haig say about off-spinners?
Yeah, cricket's rubbish skill.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how off-spinners are viewed in Australia. And this guy goes and breaks all records and he's going to inevitably take 500 wickets in test match cricket, which I think is a coup. That's how I would describe it. Because again, you look at Nathan Lyon and just on surface level, you won't think he's the most talented spinner out of the lot, but the numbers suggest otherwise. An average of 31, plays the bulk of his cricket in Australia, relies on the bounce, and he's not the sort of spinner who will come into the attack and just quickly take wickets. He's going to take his time. He's going to kind of, you know, pick his battles wisely and kind of get into the groove, and then the wickets will come as well.
So, Estelle, yeah, I think, who did you have higher?
I had Jadeja. So these were my top three, but I had Jadeja ahead of Lyon.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I did think about it, but and I think Lyon's been fantastic. But I think if you did a blind taste test of Australian selectors over the last 15 years and offered them Lyon or Jadeja, even though Lyon's a better bowler in Australia than Jadeja, I think they probably would pick Jadeja out of the two. Because of the kind of impact he can have when the conditions are in his favour, forgetting batting and fielding even. But Lyon is a fantastic bowler in the first innings of test matches, but Australia has heaps of seam bowlers who are fantastic in the first innings.
Yeah.
They really want a spinner who's great in the fourth innings, and that's Jadeja, right? So I do think that changes things a little bit.
Fair enough, but I'd also just like to talk about how he does not have a dusra. You know, he just has the regular off-spinner, and that's quite amazing how he's managed so many wickets. And also, this guy was a curator, right? He was part of the ground staff. He wasn't supposed to play test cricket, and here he is, has played over 100 tests and nearly 500 wickets. So I think my first pick, Nathan Lyon, it makes sense to me. My second pick might surprise you guys, because this is not one of those names that you would have imagined to feature high up in this list, but I've gone for Keshav Maharaj.
Ooh.
You know, he's been South Africa's standout spinner for a while now. He has 158 wickets in test cricket in just 49 tests. And, you know, if you play the bulk of your cricket in South Africa on pitches which aren't conducive to spin bowling and you average a smidgen under 32 in test cricket, provide heaps of control. And again, he can dead bat the crap out of the ball when he's batting as well. He's a fighter, and I love how he's very metronomic. There's method behind his madness and consistent lines and lengths. And it's not easy to, you know, hold down your place as South Africa's main spinner for as long as he has. So yeah, Keshav Maharaj is my number two pick.
I had him outside my top five, but my number four and my number five are a little bit rogue. So it is possible that you've got that right and I've got that
wrong. Yeah, I had Keshav.
What about you, Estelle? Did you have him higher?
So, I mean, the first three are pretty obvious, right? Has to be Ashwin, Jadeja, Lyon. I think from there, it gets a bit tricky. But yeah, I had him at four as well, Keshav Maharaj. Am I next? Yeah. Okay.
It's me now. And then you've got two. This I'm going to go a little bit rogue here. I've got two rogue options, but I think I am going to pick Tajul Islam.
I like it.
He hasn't played enough away from home and struggled a little bit at times when he has played away from home. But I think he's almost impossible to play when the conditions are in his favor. And I'm not the only other. I do have, and I'll let one of you pick the other bowler who I was thinking of for a similar position. But just at least I've seen him play away from home. And, you know, I still thought that he's held up fairly well at times, even if he hasn't starred. But I think he is a fantastic bowler. I think you might have had him recently, Bayram, as one of the most underrated players. I think you might have mentioned that of recent times, or someone did to me. So, yeah, I'm going to go with him. Probably a bit of a random one at number five, but I don't think he's that far away from being the fifth best spinner in the world. Thanks to the kind folks at FlexiSpot for looking after my office and my butt by sending me their E7 Pro desk that save your favorite desk heights at a touch of a button. You don't have to crank anything. This thing just finds the height that you like and you can work. And their BS12 Pro chair that supports my posterior while I'm recording, well, this ad and all my shows. If you need great desks, especially ones that change heights or the best quality chairs, head on over to FlexiSpot.
Yeah, no, I think he's, I know that he's 8 shy of 200 test wickets, which is a huge achievement, especially if you don't play a lot of test cricket. Like, Bangladesh barely ever features in the format, right? And he's just played 44 test matches. You know, an average similar to Nathan Lyon's, that's good enough. He deserves to be there.
Yeah, and I think we discussed him in, I think, one of the episodes of Uncovered, right? About how, because he doesn't play other formats, he doesn't really get a lot of attention. But like you said, like at home, he's almost unplayable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
okay,
sure.
So that's me then, right?
All right.
Yeah.
That's you times two.
So my number two pick, I have to go with Akshar Patel. He hasn't had as big a career as the other two Indian spinners we picked, obviously. And the reason he hasn't is because of those two, right? But I just feel like in terms of what he has to offer, I think he could be as prolific as a Jadeja if he does get those opportunities. It's just that now it's tough to break into the side. And, you know, it's very hard to see. I mean, India does occasionally play the three spinners. But even then, he doesn't really get that much of an opportunity to bowl. But I still think in terms of what he can do, he's definitely in the top five spinners in the world right now. So that's my number two pick. And my number three.
Jared, she went Estelle went double went Ian when double she was doing India. Commentators. Is she going to go double Patel over here? That's what I'm worried about.
No. Okay, so my next one is Prabhat Jayasurya. Yes, he's only played in Gaul.
Hey.
Yes, he's only played in Gaul. But that's not really his fault, right? Sri Lanka play like 4 or 5 tests a year. Mm-hmm. And then just whatever they play at home, they schedule in Gaul. I felt like he's really made the most of the opportunities. He's got 50 wickets in, I think, 21 innings. It's still pretty good, right? I mean, if you think mm-hmm. about it.
It's 50, 59.
Yeah, I mean he got to 50 games, in like 20 incredible. Or 21 innings. So, if I'm not mistaken, that was the fastest. He's the fastest to do it in Sri Lanka after Ajanta Mendis. There's a record like that. But yeah, I feel like, I know when we go through this list, it's going to be really tough to pick players because there are so few really good spinners in Test cricket at the moment. I definitely think he has to be in the top 15, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I certainly had him. I think I had him roughly where you've picked him. There's a bunch of guys.
He was my next pick as well.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys I wasn't really sure because I mean, it's my pick now, so I might as well do it. But there was a bunch of guys that I was a bit confused about, and I wasn't sure whether to have him or Jack Leach higher. I think if it was 2 years ago, Jayasurya, I probably would have had higher. But last couple of years, Jack Leach has bowled really well at times. So I'm going to take Jack Leach next with almost no confidence at all. I think there's certainly one spinner left on the board that is better than him, but just hasn't played enough Test cricket, I think, to jump him. And then there's a couple of other interesting picks for later on that I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah, I'm going to go Jack Leach with, yeah. And you can tell in my voice that I'm not even selling it to myself, but I think him and Jayasurya are about the same for me.
Yeah. And Leach, sure, 124 wickets and 35 tests doesn't scream world-class, but I saw him bowl in Pakistan.
I think during the last 3 years, he's recording.
And those weren't
really
wickets that would help anybody.
Yeah, he's had a good couple of years after struggling a lot. I think he's a much better bowler now than he was when he first came into Test cricket.
Also, the injury and the illness that he has to rise up to the occasion and take over 100 wickets for England in Test matches with those conditions, I think that's very applaudable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, is it me now? Two consecutive picks. I'm surprised that this guy is still up for grabs. So it's going to be an easy, third pick for me. And that is Shakib Al Hasan. Now, 233 test wickets in 66 tests. And he also averages just around 31. So I think Shakib has the miles under him. And he, you know, flattered trajectory, wicket to wicket, doesn't give batters much room, can sneak away with those wickets. And he's been a mainstay in Bangladesh's team across formats. And maybe he's not as celebrated as a test spinner as much as he should be. But that's also partly because Bangladesh play on certain kinds of wickets and don't play test cricket an awful lot anyway. But I think that based on everyone who's left, and if I look at their records, Shakib stands out. And so he's the obvious candidate for my third pick.
The reason he's not in my list is just because he doesn't kind of play all that much anymore. Mm-hmm. I've even got another Bangladeshi spinner ahead of him, still to come if I need. But yeah, I think if we were doing this 2 years ago, he would be top five, wouldn't he? It's just that last couple of years, he's only played 11 tests in the last 5 years. So he's no longer a mainstay of the Bangladesh test team, is he? Like, he's not the same way that he used to be. Whereas I think outside of Jayasurya, would everyone else there be fairly major part of their team? Only Jayasurya and Akshar are maybe the only other two. So, A couple of years ago, Shakib would be right at the top, and he's probably just slipped a little bit just because he hasn't played as much.
All right, my fourth pick is a bit of a rogue pick. You guys probably won't agree. But let me tell you one thing. Not a lot of guys in this list that's right in front of me average below 30, and this guy does. And he's got a 10-fer in Test match cricket. Yes, I am talking about Ijaz Patel. And he has 62 wickets in 16 Test matches. Late bloomer, average of 29.75. You know, that 10-wicket haul versus India will remain fresh in our minds. And also, he just won New Zealand a Test match in Bangladesh. He took 8 in the game and 6 in one innings. And he, again, you look at him and you not probably view him as an athlete. And yet, he's there and taking these wickets. And New Zealand don't have a storied history, once again, of spinners like this. Dan Vittori. And then, I can't even think of another one at this point. So just based on that stuff, another left-arm offie coming through the ranks, looks like a good bloke. And I don't think we're spoiled for choice over here. There's not a lot of options. So just by the process of elimination, I suppose I'm left with Ijaz Patel. And that's why he's pick number 4 for me.
I had him slightly lower. But I don't think it's a bad choice. I mean, he took the 10-fer, obviously, in India. Was it a 6-fer against Bangladesh as well recently?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's weird, isn't it? Because he doesn't play at home, but he also... I don't think that's a bad decision. I mean, the one thing you wanted to do 4 picks each because you thought it got really tough at 4 picks. And you're right, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing 5 picks because I want to punish both of you. But yeah, I don't think Ajaz is a bad one. I had him slightly lower on my board, but certainly not to the point where I think what you've done is a terrible choice.
I know who your next pick is. I thought about having him ahead of Ijaz, but I don't know. The average wasn't that great considering he plays his cricket at home a lot.
Who's my next pick?
Mehdi Hasan Miraz?
So he's next on my list, but I've been staring at it for a little while because I've got Kuldeep Yadav just behind me.
Ooh.
Who doesn't play enough Test cricket, but I find it hard to say that he's not better than some of these guys we've got ahead of him on these lists. Just that if you play for India, you don't get a chance. I think Mehdi Hasan is a better player than Ijaz Patel. But I'm going to go Kuldeep Yadav. It's ridiculous because he's probably played like 2 tests in the last 5 years or, you know, it's not a lot of tests anyway. Mm. But I think he just has to be in the top 15 best spinners in the world. I think it would be unfair to not put him on the list.
That's fair. I can agree to that. Check his numbers.
Like
I want to see now.
2 or 3 tests, right?
It's bad. Yeah, isn't it? Do I look like an idiot here? Has he even played any tests in the last 5 years? I mean, there is something to be said for, you know, the fact that if you have a player who is what's the best way of putting it? Like if you have a player who is stuck behind other teams, like you know, a great Australian pace bowler who is stuck behind a bunch of other players is not going to play, right? But doesn't mean that we don't know that they might not be in the top 10 best pace bowlers in the world. It just, you know, but it just could be a South African thing or an Australian thing where they don't play. He's played 8 tests and he's got a bowling average of 21.
Okay.
He has not played a test since. He played one in 2022 and one in 2021. So he took 8 wickets in his last test and an average of 14. I love Mehdi Hasan, and I've got some other younger bowlers here who have been, you know, played a little bit more. But Kuldeep's just better than them. And at a certain point, I can't keep letting him slide because I don't think it's fair.
Fair enough. All right, Esther, double pick time for you.
Mehdi Hasan. I actually thought Tijal, I think he's probably Bangladesh's best strike bowler in terms of spinners. Probably gets a lot more attention in limited overs cricket because he seems to be batting up the order also now. But it's not like we have like prolific bowlers beyond that number 3. So he's definitely in my top 5, Mehdi Hasan. And then my number 4, sorry, my number 5, right? That would be then. My last one.
Yeah, your last one.
Might be a bit left field. I don't know who to pick between Todd Murphy and Abrar Ahmed because they've kind of played a similar number of tests. Both have.
They also look
with
similar.
The glasses, right? Yeah.
With the glasses, yeah.
And I think similar kind of strike rates as well. But I'll go with Murphy just for vibes so that Behram can pick up Brad later.
Maybe Jared sneaks him away from me. But Murphy's good, though. 21 wickets in 6 tests at 25.5 is good. He should be in the top 15.
I have Murphy slightly lower, but it's only because I think there is a better spinner that is overlooked, who's also only played a few tests. So I'm going to go with Gudakesh Modi.
I knew it. I absolutely knew it.
So I think I couldn't work out where to put him and Murphy together. I probably think that Gudakesh Modi is better bowler than Ajaz Patel, if we're being honest. But I didn't have him ahead of him because I think, you know, Ajaz has certainly earned that. But I did a thing with Crickfizz the other night for TalkSport where I said to them, this guy spins the ball so much. Can you check like how much he spins it? And in one day cricket, he spins it more than any left arm finger spinner in Crickfizz's database. Right. Wow. And he's not playing in Zimbabwe or Sri Lanka where the ball turns square either. Like, you know, it's West Indies and not all the pitchers have been spinning wickets. So I think he's a fantastic bowler. I don't understand how at the age of 28, he's got this incredible record and he's barely played any cricket. I don't know if he's a late bloomer. He still looks like he's 12, by the way. I still don't believe he's actually. He's got a beautiful traditional way of bowling about him, I think, at times. I really, really like him a lot. And I would have had him ahead of Murphy, but I'm not sure that... I think those two are pretty similar.
I mean, his record is one of the better ones, even though 4 test matches is a small sample size, but he's got 22 wickets at just under 19. Yeah. And I had him on my list. I was actually contemplating of going him ahead of Abrar, but then you picked him, so that makes my job a lot more easy over here. And Abrar Ahmed is probably the only name left that we could take. I can't even think of another spinner at this point.
Simon Harmer?
But Simon Harmer, then again... He doesn't feature all too regularly, does he?
I mean, I think Simon Harmer and Talent probably deserves to be on this limit, at least ahead of other people, but they're not picking him. Tabrez Shamsi doesn't play test cricket and he actually has a fantastic first class
record.
We've
got only one wrist spinner, right? Only Kuldeep.
Yeah.
There's no wrist
spinners. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who else would you have as a wrist spinner? Like, there's not a lot out there.
Technically, Yasser still hasn't retired, but Yasser is not good anymore. So
I mean, Moinelli, not a wrist spinner. Moinelli would probably be on this as well.
He's retired.
If he hadn't retired. How far is Matt Kuhneman away from this list? Right? And no, it's not that he should be on this list. It's just that it gets really tough by the end. You've got Todd Murphy with 6 test matches. How much has Abrar played?
Abrar has 6 test matches, but 38 wickets, and the average is only 31 because they bazballed him.
Yeah. And Gudakesh Modi's barely played a game as well. Like I've got Kuldeep on my list, who literally doesn't play test cricket. It gets thin really quickly. And as you said, Estelle, like the wrist spin is gone. None of us picked Rashid Khan, by the way.
Interesting. Yeah. He's not my last pick either. Even after having that reminder, I'm going to go with Abrar because I just feel like he's unique in the sense that he's the reverse Ajanta Mendis. He's a leggy, but then again, he uses his fingers to add variations to the ball, right? He kind of tweaks it like a carom ball, but just with a different grip. So I like that fact about Abrar. And even though there's always the risk of him getting found out at some point, I mean, 38 wickets in 6 test matches at 31. Again, he got bazballed, otherwise that average would look a lot better. He's injured currently, I don't know if he'll still be injured by the time this episode comes out, but he won't be featuring off the bat in this Australia versus Pakistan test series. And that's going to be a big miss because Pakistan has a dearth of spinners, right? We haven't taken any Pakistani spinner's name in this episode, and there's reason behind that. And that's because there aren't any, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to say that Sri Lanka and Pakistan are almost at all-time lows of top-level spin bowlers, right? Whereas, weirdly enough, Australia has the fact that they have 2 on this list, the fact that New Zealand has 1 on this list, is maybe a little bit different. So, Rehan Ahmed is another name that you could throw out there. Washington Sundar, probably, again, if he actually played, would not be too far away. And Simon Harmer is the one that we mentioned before. Dane Peets is playing for them in the next test series, isn't he? About to play for America and suddenly he's playing for South Africa. I think it's a weird list. Once you get past Maharaj, maybe that's not true because I suppose the top nine, and then that's when you get to Mahedi, Kuldeep, and Ajaz Patel. It gets a little bit shakier. But you're right, Estelle. It's finger spinners. It's not as sexy as it should be. But let's go through the full list. Mm-hmm. Estelle picked Jay Saria at number one. Oh, no, sorry. Estelle picked Ashwin at number one. Jadeja at number two. Jadeja was number two. Lyon, Maharaj, Tajal Islam, Akshar Patel, Prabhat Jayasuriya, Jack Leach, Shakib Al-Hassan, Ajaz Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, Mahidi Hassan Miraz, Todd Murphy, and Gurkesh Modi. That's our top 15.
You missed Abrar. You missed my last pick.
On your pick. I hadn't put him across it.
Abrar Ahmed as number 15.
That's our top 15. Now, you also have to decide whether you like our top 15. You can put your own list in as well. But now you have to vote on the best one. I've been pretty confident all the way through this competition so far. I don't know how confident I feel about looking at my team at the moment. But let's go with Estelle's first. Ashwin, Akshar, Jay Saria, Mahidi Hassan, Todd Murphy.
I win this one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it just depends on how people feel about Akshar, though, because he hasn't played overseas. Might be the tricky one. But it's strong. Bayram has gone for Lyon, Maharaj, Shakib Al-Hassan, Ajaz Patel, Abrar Ahmed. Now, Shakib at three there, and Ajaz Patel, because he took wickets recently, might give you a little bit of a boost, but it's hard without Ashwin. I think I'm going to come last at this one. Jadeja, Tajal Islam, Jack Leach, Kuldeep Yadav, and Gurkesh Modi. Mine's a solid working class, a lot of spinners. I'm not sure it's the sexiest. It might be the... Lucky I went with Kuldeep. Like, if I go with Mahaney, I would be fucking dreary, my list. But, tell us which one you like best. Have a go. And, we've done four episodes now. We're flying.
Yeah, and at this point, once this is out, we'll know who's winning this personal battle between us, who's won the most votes over the course of four episodes. But yeah, whoever has been watching up until this point, we recorded all four in a day, by the way, you can probably tell by our clothes. It's been a long one, and I think it's time to call it a day, and this should probably cap off this episode. So yeah, like Jared said, leave your comments, your top 15 spinners and your top five, and just vote for who you think won this particular episode of Quick Picks, and we'll catch you again soon next week with another interesting category. That's all for now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bayram Kazi and Estelle Vasudevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recording. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work.